said he brought is the being mixtaref the similar to what's in the Gemara today. You're being mixtaref the rotzon of one Jew to do a mitzvah who wasn't able to do the mitzvah, together with somebody who did the mitzvah but didn't really have the correct rishonus. You join those two things together, you come up with a ma'isa sholem which both get credited with. And that was he brought the Rambam from Gaushin, from Malach of Gaushin, is that when you beat him, the guy says, Rotse Ani, he Ramash means it. All he did was got rid of his Yetzahara, and you got his Iker Ratzonis back in place. That every Jew in his deepest recesses has a Rotson to do the desire to do the Rotson Hashem. It's just we get caught up in all stuff. We have to know that about ourselves as well. Critically important to know that about ourselves. That in every one of us, whether you like it or not, there's a deep, deep desire to do the right thing. And that when you're not doing the right thing, it's not because you're bad or you're a rebel or whatever, it's because we got caught up by the Yetzer and the Lachat or the Panas or whatever, you get trapped and get caught up. But that the desire is never to rebel, Chasachim, and it's not. We don't want to be barbarians, we just sometimes get caught up in things. But deep down, every Yid has this point, okay, of purity. And it has to be that way, because we come from Tachas Kisa Kovet. Reish Lamed Vav, the paragraph starting Kel Chai Chel Keinu Tzureinu Tzivu Lahatzil Yedidois She'areinu Mishachas Ma'at HaChitzayni Shel HaYetzer Hu Mechamachas Ezoa Pnimis Nafshe Shel Yudi. You understand that it's this external manifestation of the Yetzer Hara that clouds and covers up the shining innerness, the beauty of the Nefesh of a Jew. Because he's a descendant of Avram. Zera Kodesh Muchon Lehasaret Chai Al Kiddush Hashem B'Kol Rega. That aspect of us is ready to get burnt to love of Kiddush Hashem anytime. You don't feel that? Stand on Lag Ba'omer next to the big bonfire and ask yourself, would you jump in here now if Hashem would ask you to? The answer is generally no. But we see that Jews that were much further from Yiddishkeit than us, when push came to shove, that inner Jewish spark shone, and the worst Jews prepared to give up his life of Kiddush Hashem. There's a famous Meiser, the Yalkut Shmoyni brings down a famous Meiser. I think it was the Romans. The Romans wanted to go in and desecrate the Beis HaMikdash, but they didn't want to go in themselves. They were a bit nervous, suspicious people, superstitious people, whatever. So they wanted the Yid to go in there first and desecrate, and then afterwards they would go in. Where are you going to find a Yid to desecrate the Beis HaMikdash? They found a Yid that it was Yered Lamente Sharek Tumah. He didn't have anything more to his Yiddish class. So they came to him and they said, listen, you can go in there, and what you can take out whatever you want. You can go in there, you can come out with one thing, whatever you want, right? You go in, you desecrate it, then after a fast, it's free, and you get whatever you want. There's a midrash. So he went in, he came out with the menorah. So the Romans said, nah, come on, you've been sent time. Even the Romans understood that's pushing your luck a little bit. Yeah, they meant something. Menorah. So they said to him, go back again, you can take whatever you want, but the menorah you can't have the menorah. So he said, there's no way he's going back. I'm not going back again. They tortured him, Mashunadika torture, terrible stuff, and whatever, and he died of Kiddush Hashem. The Ponovitch Rav asked, what happened? What changed from going in the first time, which he had no problem going in, was even going to take the menorah? Even the Romans understood how the chutzpah, you had to take the menorah. That you understand, you don't take. And then he died, but shouldn't they commit terrible suffering? They tortured him, terrible suffering. Yeah, he wouldn't budge, he wouldn't go back in again. What happened? What changed? So this is the point of the Chirov. You know what changed? He went into the Beis HaMikdash. Jew goes into the Beis HaMikdash, he don't come out the same. A Jew on Mem Tesharek Tumah, it doesn't matter, he goes into the Beis HaMikdash. He comes out, he's a different person. What changed? Is this inner Jew woke up? The minute that inner Jew wakes up, it was there all along, it was just sleeping. It was clouded with all the stuff. You go into the Beis HaMikdash, that stuff falls away, that shines, what was always there in the first place. That which was always there in the first place, that's the son of Avram Avinu, he'll give up his life. Shouldn't it be? It doesn't matter, I ain't going back in there again. Always learned, when I was learning in Koilal, people used to come, secular people used to come, Tama Karim or whatever, I never took them in the Beis HaMikdash, so it would be a bit too stark for them or whatever. So I used to meet behind in the tea room there, I used to schmooze with them or whatever. After I heard this Ponovitch Rav, they used to rob, I used to step in the Beis HaMikdash. You've been in a Beis Midrash, you go out again, you're a different person. You can't get into a Beis Midrash and come out and not be different. Whenever I get an opportunity, you step someone in the Beis Midrash. So that's in the Kuriya. What changed? So he went in, so what changed? So he got a little bit of a hopped up. Finally get a bit hopped up, I get a bit hopped up as well, but you start tearing me apart, God forbid, you know. So take the guy's toenails out with pliers or whatever, then you change your mind very quickly, you go back in again, yeah? No, you want to go over to the Kiddush Hashem. Why? Because that's who he really is. So when you look at a Yid and you see a Jew and you have a look and you see, wow, Hemte Shari Tumen, whatever, you have to know, yeah, it might look like on the outside. But inside he has a Jew to give up his life for Kiddush Hashem, and never forget that. Never give up on a Yid. Because every Yid has that aspect of Avraham Avinu. Kasher umas ha'olam mesiros mimenu ma'at es mechasta ha'chumrius al edei ha'tzoros she'ein ha'olam leslo. When the goyim come along and remove a little bit from us this covering of gashmias that comes about from all the tzoros, I mean that they remove all the tzoros that they bring upon us, v'kaya ha'oyo ha'nitzchi ha'olam seifi, that inner light that we have starts shining, that eternal light starts shining very bright. That light stops shining very brightly without anything interfering with the way that it's shining. But then the way you come along, they give us a bit of Torah, suddenly you wake up and you start suddenly realizing who you really are. This is the mice once I've not told. There's a kid in the kibbutz, he tempted his mother after the 6-day war. And he said to him, you know, when are we having another war? So she said, what are you talking about? Like, the war is a terrible thing. He said, no, it's not. The war is lovely. So she thought, you know, the kid, you know, from all the stress, he lost it or whatever. She said, what are you talking about? He said, listen, before the war, everybody was unfriendly, nobody smiled, nobody helped each other, whatever. During the war, everyone was so nice to each other, there was so much cooperation, we were so nice. After the war, we've gone back to like it was before. You know, it's much nicer, everyone's nice and friendly, let's have another war. He's beginning to get on well together. And I felt it during the Gaza War as well. It was amazing, you know, people, government officials that are usually mamash, akshan, you can't get anywhere. During the war, they were like, unbelievably, you know. So even the bank manager, he bounced a check him on. I phoned him up and said, what are you doing? There's a war going on. He said, I'm very, very sorry. He reversed the bouncing. You get a bank manager today to, you know, to undo a bounce check, you know. I was apologizing for bouncing a check, you know. That's who we really are. That bank manager, yeah, who looks like he's got a special place in Gehenna, because that's what, you know, there's a special school for bank managers up there. He's really a good Jew with this neshama brand. All you have to do is just put him under a bit of pressure, let the goyim throw a few bombs at him, and the real yid comes out. So yeah, of course. So hey, how could I bounce your check? I'm sorry, you know, I must be chav. The guy's apologizing. The bank manager, okay, and I know the guy. I've been giving him for the guy's apologizing because he bounced the check. Who's that? That's who he really is. So who's this guy that I'm dealing with now? Who's this monster that I'm talking to now? Yeah, that's the coming over. That's the tzoros, the lachat, the habit of how you behave or whatever. But you put him under pressure, you get to go into clap him a bit, the real Jew comes out. Kazuai sipura hamaragesh shel yudi mume bepolin shel toru mashor. It's also a story about the certain Jew who was a mummer. He denied the Torah during the Holocaust. Yehudi ze nitbal the tzoros va'olav itkadem b'sulam hachevrati at shegiel l'misharis rosh yir. This Jew got involved in the Natsrut. Sorry, not the tzoros, the Natsrut. He got involved in Christianity. And he became very, very influential or whatever, until he eventually became the mayor, he became the Rosh Ha'ir. Kefi shenitin letzap is miyudim mumer hu, yichbid es oyla al achi vayudim. What usually happens to these people, these apostates that become whatever, they start using their power to make life hard for the Jews. Gozalem zeres kashos achzorias lero rachem. Terrible gzeres with atrachamim he put on the Jews. V'achiv zes echad migedoyli ha'antishimim betkfosoy. Become one of the great, famous, notorious anti-Semites of his era. Second World War kicks in. Hanatim kipshus iroi v'gol shumimena es kol ha'idim l'machanot. Sent all the Jews to the concentration camps. But derech kol sheyigia la'azna hanatim ha'shmur she'rosh ha'ir hu yudim umar. And they find out, the Nazis, that this guy, the Rosh ha'ir, this big anti-Semite, also happens to be Jewish. They asked him, is it true that you're Jewish? Mishum ma shema yudi al shtiko lo hayde v'lo hichish. He kept quiet for whatever reason. He didn't admit it, he didn't deny it. החיים ימח שמו לא ויתרו, they didn't give up. שערת קשוי היסוחוי על ראשוי עד שהוכוי לא יסחקיר שלמנו שהאוכל והחמירה. They started interrogating him in a way that the Nazis ימח שמו נראה get information out of people, you know, their ways and means, you know, they're not so pushy. וזה שרדובה החליטו הנאצים להעמיד אויסה במבחן. They decided they're going to give him, they're going to test him, see if he's Jewish. הם הביאו אויסה לבית הכנסת, נוסטים ביד הספר תורי, they took me to a shul, they gave him a ספר תורי, היו להשיך הספר תורי ביד הוי, and they said, throw the ספר תורי on the floor. ולדרוך עליו רחמנא ליצלן, and trample on it, רחמנא ליצלן. אם תעת את זה, אמרו לו, זו הוכחה עבורנו שאין חיודי. And we know you're not Jewish. ואית תיפה תאירה אוכלס ביודו, פרץ לפטר רי שאי בקריאס גיל ושמחה. Holding the favorite tarry, then he started mamash singing and dancing. תודה לכם, השבתם לי את יודותי. Thank you so much, you've returned me to my Jewishness. אני השלחתי אויסי ככלי שאין חופץ בו, אפילו on a Jewishness like a disbanded vessel that nobody wants. ואתם אחזרתם לי אויסי, you gave it back to me, you gave it back my Yiddishkeit. תודה לכם, כך צד האיש בגייב על מויסי. That's how he danced his way to death over the Sefer Torah, because when you push to the when push comes to shove, that pintle yid comes out. Yehudi ze chay es chayet kaboyged ba'amoy mimadreger rishoyna. This guy was a traitor to his people of the first degree. You don't get much worse than that. The guy becomes a Christian and mamash uses that power to mamash be the biggest anti-Semite in town. And yet when push comes to shove, he better give up his life of kiddush Hashem. He's not throwing a Sefer Torah on the floor. Why not? Why not? Think about it. Who is achzal la'achi ve'yodim ve'roda foysom? Ach kasheh bokim itmi yoysa ora neshoma yudis ha'nitzri. He chased off these brothers with terrible cruelty, but when it came the real test and his inner light, his inner neshoma was revealed, lo'omet b'pinin ha'kos choyshet, there was no more darkness in the world, then it shines light. Yudize ha'nidach ve'ubet Chozer l'chayk ad mishul shemayim. This lost Jew that was totally, I mean, you don't get more for derech than that. One moment comes back, because that's the light. Once said a Moedei Kamei, a story, when the father came to a rob one day and said to him, listen, I've got a serious problem, my son's going to marry a non-Jew tomorrow. Why don't you speak to him? Please, something. So he says, what do you want me to do? Now you come. And the day before the chasana. So the father cries, please, you're right, I'm sorry, please. The rob says, listen, where's he going? I don't have time. But what I'll do is, tell your son, if he's better, come see me at 12 o'clock tonight, I can see him. If he comes, he comes. If he doesn't, then my last word. 12 o'clock at night, there's a knock on the door. There's this kid. The Rav says to him, come, go for a walk. Walks across the road, doesn't say anything to him. Walks across the road to the shul. Goes in dark shul, yeah? Goes up Zara Nakoyesh, opens Zara Nakoyesh, takes out a Sefer Torah and he gives it to this kid. He's saying, they're holding the Sefer Torah. He says to him, do me a favor, throw the Sefer Torah on the floor. He says, you out of your mind? Throw the Sefer Torah on the floor. He starts shouting at him, throw it on the floor! Throw it on the floor! Would you just trample on the Sefer Torah? The guy, sugar, what do you want from here? They're all screaming at him, throw the Sefer Torah on the floor and trample on it! The guy breaks down crying, whatever. He says, he says, you can't do that. He says, why not tomorrow? You're about to trample on everything that's valuable. What you're doing tomorrow is much worse than trampling on Sefer Torah. He didn't go through with the wedding. Same idea. Take a year that's prepared to marry out tomorrow, it's marrying, whatever. You push comes to shove, yeah, certain things. By the way, telling the story to someone who's about to marry out doesn't help. You actually have to do it. I was about to go into a meeting with someone who's about to marry out, and somebody told me the story. They said, bang him with a story, maybe it'll help. Not only afterwards, telling stories doesn't help. The emotions are too strong. Yeah, this rob is a big chocham. You could have spoken to this kid the whole night. The emotions are too strong. The tithe is whatever, much too strong. What you have to do is you have to fight fire with fire. You want to clap him in a world of non-seichel. You want to sit and explain to him, you seichel, it's too late for seichel now. Now you've got to hit him with something very, very emotional. There's nothing more emotional for a yid than take a safer throw a child on the floor. I don't care how alienated he is, I don't care how cynical he is. Long and hard to look for a yid who's prepared to throw a safer child on the floor. Come on, let's lie. Does that make sense? Yeah?
Even now.
Even now. I'm not talking about somebody who doesn't know. I'm not talking about somebody whose mom is completely. I'm not talking about somebody, one of these guys in America, who thinks that they're Jewish and know what Jewishness is or whatever. It could be. I wouldn't test it. I don't know. It could be there. But somebody who's got a little bit of Jewish values, whatever, his father took him to shul, whatever, when he was a kid. But today, I'm not saying the situation where people don't know nothing, they don't know anything. The Sefer Torah, what's the Sefer Torah? They don't know. But some Jews got even this zug of anything, you know. He comes to Shul when he's 3 years old, and made him kiss the Sefer Torah or whatever. He gets into the Sefer Torah on the floor today. Yes, it's very hard, I would imagine. Maybe I'm naive, I don't know. But anyway, the message is clear. That was the essence of the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Avraham Avinu after the Akedah. The Kibushi Shel HaRamban, what the Rambam says, V'anei, Huftach Shelo Yigroi, Shum Chet Sheyech Lezorosh, or Shigipul B'yad Oivav, V'lo Yokum. There won't be a place where the Jews will fall from anywhere, they won't be able to get up. Hey Makoru V'noflu, V'anachnu Kamnu V'niz Oidod. Why did the composite that, right? Have you ever think about it? Hein koru v'nofnu, they get cut off and fall down. V'nofnu kamnu v'nesoidot, we get up. Why should we get up? We never fell. Where's the composite? How does the composite go? Eilu v'suz v'eilu v'rechu v'nanachnu v'shem v'shem v'lokeinu nazki hein koru v'nofnu v'nachnu kamnu v'nesoidot. We call that in the name of Hashem, so why do we have to get up? They fell, we didn't fall. That's what I would have said, that's not what the composite says. That's not what the Pasuk in Tehillim says. It says they get cut off and fall down. We get up. It means we all fall. They come with horses and whatever, and they get clapped. We call out a name of Hashem, we also get clapped. Shiva Tzadik Yapul Vakam. We also fall. What's the difference? We get up. There's no situation that a Jew can't crawl out of. He can be on Mem Sharek Tumah. With the right buttons being pushed, you get out of that as well. Never give up on a Yid. That was the promise. That's the Ramban. That was the promise. Of Akosh Bochut Avram Avinu. Ain Metzia Shiva Yipagudi Velo Yechelukum B'Sefer Shaldavu Lahat Mili Yudasoy. There's no place that a Jew could fall to that he can't get up. Even a Jew that's become a Christian and an NPC mark, whatever, pushed, he gets up. That's the famous Meister of Lozer Ben Dodai, the great Rosh. Push came to Shad, eventually the Truma, and he died in the middle of being Truma. You don't get much worse than that. I mean, that was Mamash meant to Shari Tuma. So, okay, Nehemiah says in the Pasuk, V'bo ha'avodim ve'eretz Oshu, and the lost one will come into the land of Oshu, v'anedochim ve'eretz Mitzrayim, and the ones that have been pushed away from Eretz Mitzrayim, v'ishtochavu l'Hashem v'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim, and they will bow to Hashem in Yerushalayim. V'akal ha'elim et'varev kefi shekva ha'gdom ra'am son of Yerushalayim, v'akal ha'elim et'varev kefi shekva It's a big mistake to see in the suffering of the Jews only punishment. Well, this is trying to get me. That's not what's going on. We're not worse than everybody else. But we have a different Matthias. The reality we live in is a different reality. We are the children of Olam Haba. We're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're a nation that lives beyond death. We're Bnei Yitzchok, which is Kate's Chai. We live in death. Im Neida Lishmo al Yechidoinu V'nishtadu B'kol Ma'yaseh Dibreinu Machshavaseinu L'yoyz Bnei Olam Haba. If we know how to guard our uniqueness, and we will make a lot of effort in all our deeds, words, and thoughts to be Bnei Olam Haba, im yechshilu ha-yehudim lekadesh es Hashem b'chayeh mutav, if we'll be able to mekadesh Hashem in the way we live our lives, then very good. Ach gam im lav, but im not, we'll slip and whatever, lo bottles chuyim, v'lo efsa tikvasom. It's not nullified, our opportunities and our hopes should not be lost. V'sofa shel dover hem yeshuvu el avim shel v'shamayim, in the end they will return to avim shel v'shamayim. Ain't zu nakama or einesh el zichuch v'tara. Hashem's not being cruel and punishing and whatever. It's a schus and it's a process of cleansing and purification. The way you make gold, yeah, you process it. Zuhu kir v'shein kamo l'tov agmor v'asholem zu aliyah lo'ela mizbeach avos Hashem. That's the mizbeach of avos Hashem that every Jew has to go up on. So we have to understand that when we have suffering, when we have a hard time, when things go difficult, people go fight it tomorrow, Mr. Hashem, and study for our law, You have to understand and know that it's not just punishment. It's not an old man in the Shemayim with a big stick trying to catch us out to give us a punch. On the contrary, it's a loving father who's trying to wake up a son who's sleeping because the house is burning down, and sometimes you have to rip him out of bed. You might hurt his elbow a little bit while you're doing it. The pressures and the suffering that come upon us, that's what draws us close to Hashem. Then the suffering is good. We don't daven for suffering. We don't daven to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that way. We try to avoid it. We don't want to go down that path. We daven dafka not to have test, not to have suffering. But when it comes, Rachmana Litzlan, God forbid, if it comes, you should know that it's coming with a lot of love. And you have to, we have to mechazak each other, because it's hard to do this on your own. Toiv, just play this. I don't go away.